you will rejoice in Jesus' name. Regardless of the evidence that you see in the economy, regardless of the projections of a turbulent and challenging 2023, you will be glad. Amen. Last, this raging storm will pass. Amen. And you will be standing. You will be standing untouched. Amen. I say, in fact, you will be promoted. Amen. You will be more successful. Amen. You will be more radiant. Amen. Physically and spiritually. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Romans 12, verse 2, and I read the Message version, says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture. Some version says, don't become so well adjusted to your environment that you fit into it without thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from inside out, readily recognizing what He wants from you and quickly responding to it. Unlike the culture around you, unlike the environment around you, unlike the challenges around you, which is always dragging you down to his level of immaturity, to his level of underperformance, God will bring the best out of you. He will develop you into a well-formed maturity. He will develop you into a great success. You will be significant. That is the word of God for you today. God will turn whatever test you are facing today into a testimony. Amen. Remember, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Brethren, I say dancing comes in the morning. Gladness comes in the morning. Rejoicing comes in the morning. All you need to do, as Romans 12:2 had said, is fix your attention on God. Did you hear me? Fix your attention on God. Say to your neighbor, fix attention on God. So if you like, the title of God's word to you today is fix attention on God. Don't fix attention on man. Don't fix attention on the situations around you. Just ask God to take direct attention and focus of your life this year, and you will see wonders, and you will eat the blessing of the land. Why? Because God created you, He redeemed you, so He will always be with you, and He will always uphold you. His kingdom is within you. His kingdom is right inside of you. His kingdom is what you should focus on. Not the economy of Nigeria. Not the economy of this country. Not even the global economy. But kingdom economy. Psalm 91, verse 14 to 16. And again, I read the Message version. It says, if you will hold on to me for dear life, says God, I will get you out of any trouble. That's the prayer Reverend led us to take this morning. The situation in this country looks like a big trouble. In fact, if you sit down to analyze it, you begin to see that you really don't have a choice. But God has a choice. God has a choice. And so if you hold on to God for your life, He says, I will get you out of the trouble. I will uproot whatever trouble is around you. I'll give you the best of care. You will get the best of care if you only get to know and trust me. Call me and I will answer. Call me and I will answer. I will be at your side in bad times, and I'll rescue you. For God's sake, what time can be as bad as what we are facing now? What time could be as bad as this? You want to buy fuel? 370. And people are still queuing up. Somebody was saying yesterday that my car has been at the petrol station for 3 days. And at the end of the day, the person is not going to buy at, not at 185, but at 400. Now you can't even get money out. And those you want to buy things from say they cannot take card. You go to those who have this POS, they will say for 10,000, you will pay 300. In fact, in Elisha, because that's the one myself and my wife deal with regularly, we have to send money home. It's 1,000 per 10,000. If you want 10,000, you pay 1,000. It's 10%. New note. So what time can be as bad as this? Not to talk of the fact that if you get the money out, look at the price of everything. Look at the price of everything. So he said, I will be by your side in bad times. I'll rescue you. Then I'll throw you a party. I'll give you a long life. And I'll give you a long drink of salvation. What a wonderful God that we belong to. This is why you must be glad. And you know why, again. It is simply because the success of a product is more important to the producer than to the consumer. Can I repeat it? The success of a product is more important to the producer than to the consumer. God is the producer of you and I. So he wants us to succeed. And that's why anytime things are like this, we just need to focus on God. We just need to focus on God. God is interested in our success. It's interested in your victory. It's interested in your gladness. Remember, he created you. He created you. So pay attention to God. Fix your attention on God. Trust God. Don't trust any situation. Trust God. Allow me to describe three situations to you. Let me just give you three situations or three stories, if you like. There was this fast-moving train on a very stormy, dark night. Very windy, there was lightning, there was heavy rain, and it was really scary. Many passengers were afraid, and they were praying. Why are you so relaxed, little boy? A 70-year-old man told a 12-year boy who was playing with his phone in the train. Why are you so calm? Why are you so relaxed? The boy smiled and told the man, my father is the train engineer. The man was surprised. The man was amazed. The boy trusted his father. Shortly after, of course, the 70-year-old man then became calm. Shortly after, the rain stopped, the train slowed down and snailed into the station and stopped, and everybody disembarked. Then the old man stayed back. He wanted to see who is this train engineer that this 12-year-old boy trusted so much. He saw the man, very smallish, jengele man, and he realized that what was more important is not the size, it is the faith. And that's why we keep saying, and I've said it here several times, that what wins a fight, a dog fight, is not the size of the dog in the fight, It is the size of the fight in the dark. If you trust and focus on God, no matter the storm, you will arrive safely. Brethren, I say you will arrive safely. No matter the challenges we are facing in this country today, you will arrive safely. Jesu ni balogu oko e ma se je ka oya olu toko wa ni Jesu yo mu oko wa e ma se beru e kun fun ayo nitori Jesu logoko boti wo ke jina leto yo mu ko. So many of you are oldies, and this is an old hymn. It is those of us who have had cause to attend Orthodox churches that knows this. So I'm surprised the day Brother Olubide Adeyeko sang it, it was not many people who chorused it. So many people have started to learn it because it's very, very up at this time. Let's take it one more time. Jesu ni balogu oko e ma se je ka fo olu toko wa ni Jesu yo mu oko. Ma se beru e fun ayo nitori Jesu lo is the captain of this ship. No worries, no fears, no panic. We will get to our destination safe and sound. Amen. Healthy and successful. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number two, you remember the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the big boys, the Jews who refused to bow to the gods of King Nebuchadnezzar. He ordered that they be thrown in the furnace. The king ordered that they should be thrown in the furnace. They did not pay attention to the king. They did not pay attention even to the furnace. They said, even if the God that we pay attention to does not save us, we will continue to trust him. We will continue to serve him. We will continue to fix our attention on him. We will continue to seek him. The king became more furious, and he ordered that the heat be turned up more. The Bible recalled that the soldiers who tied them and threw them into the furnace were killed by the heat of the furnace, to tell you how very fiery that furnace was. Now remember, it is the creator of these Jews that also created fire. And I told you before, the success of his creation is more important to him. It's more important to him. So he showed up. God showed up. The king was dumbfounded. He saw God. In Daniel 3, verse 25 and 26, he said, look, he answered. I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And from the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar praised God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servant of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. Your enemies will bow. Your distractors will be dumbfounded. God will show up in your case. I don't know what the case is now. I don't know what the situation is. I'm still talking about the general one. Each and every one of us have our peculiar issues that we are relating to. I say God will show up. In whatever case it is, God will show up. Brethren, when you fix your attention on God, it will always show up. He will always give you victory. Your case will be an unbelievable testimony. Now listen to the third case. Listen to the third case. Peter and the disciples were seated in the boat on a stormy sea. When they saw Jesus walking on the sea, it was early in the morning, doing the extraordinary. Can we change this? Maybe we should put the hands-free off and let me use the mic. Thank you. Thank you. So the third case is the case when Peter and the disciples were on the boat in the high sea, the stormy high sea, and they saw Jesus walking on the sea, doing the extraordinary, the unbelievable. Matthew 14:24-30. Yes, the sea was stormy, but they were sitting, managing the situation. Maybe as of today, you are comfortable managing the current Nigerian situation. You are still able to edge around the fuel situation, around the money situation, around the food prices, around all the challenges. To the extent that at times you are afraid to take the leap of faith, to venture or to take what we call the quantum leap into your God's giving provision. You are afraid to get out of the boat, to get your feet wet. Note that when Peter paid attention to God, to Jesus, when he fixed his attention on Jesus, the Bible said when he asked, and he was told to come, he jumped out of the boat and walked on the sea. For the first time, and maybe for the last time, a human being walked on sea. But when he looked down, when he changed his gaze and was no longer fixing it on Jesus, and he saw the waves, he started to sink. When he turned his attention onto the storm, when he turned his attention onto the problem, he started to sink. You will not sink. Amen. You will not stumble. Amen. You will not fall. Amen. Pay attention to God. Maybe you're already paying attention. Pay more attention to God.
Tell your neighbor, pay more attention to God. Some issues does not require prayers. I tell you. They just require our focus on God and our action. Fix attention on God and take action according to his will. Be bold in his strength. So let's discuss how to fix attention on God. Let's look at what do you need to do to fix attention on God. Remember, our first passage says the kingdom of God is actually in us. So I'm talking of fixing attention to what is already inside of you and me. Our second passage says we need not be focused on our culture and our environment. So we should focus on the inside. We should stay matured in Christ. How? Let's go to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, and I read verse 1 to 4. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as their children. Verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. In that passage, there are three things that the Word of God is telling you today to focus on to be able to fix your attention in 2023 on God. Number one is love. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love others. Imitate God. Live a life of love. Love all that God has created. Then the love of God on your life will continue and be stronger. Look around you. Imagine what it would have been if God did not love you. Imagine what it would have been if God did not love you. In fact, there is an old song. One of my wife's twin sister, and there are many twin sisters she has, but this is one of the, sent her this oldies a few days ago, and she forwarded it on the platform. One of it that I like very much says, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you, heaven above. Holy Spirit is on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. You wake up like that and sing to God when you think about the fact that when you slept last night, it was only God that made you wake up this morning. And it is because he loves you. Anu lariba. If he has not shown you favor, if he has not shown you mercy, where will you have been? So what can you give back in return more than to you to also love yourself? Because if you don't love yourself, you cannot love others. Don't deceive yourself about that. If you don't. So you must first of all love yourself. Celebrate yourself for positive achievements. Stop blaming yourself for failures. Loving the positive part of you encourages you to improve. Makes you want to do more. Love and appreciate your spouse. Commend good actions. Support all efforts to achieve new heights. Cultivate your children. Nurture your children. They are your heritage. Nurture them with love. So you can sit back and enjoy love throwback. There's what is called love throwback. Those who are parents, who have invested in them, knows what I'm talking of. At old age, you need love throwback. My son sent pictures of beautiful places he has been to recently on the family platform, WhatsApp. So my wife took the phone, she was beside me, and took the phone and called him and said, "Ah, I saw those beautiful places. When are you going to take me there?" My son said, "Don't worry. I will spoil you. I will take you there." I didn't talk, but I'm waiting. The day she will say, "I'm going," and I will say, "Eh, Cheba, I'm a genie." So they had better buy two tickets. Love is a seed. The fruit is sweet. Number two, be righteous. God cannot walk with you or partake or uphold you in your walk, in your situation, if you are not in the path of righteousness. The first passage says, no fornication, no immoralities, no foolish talk. What you need is a clean spirit, a clean heart, a clean body. Then you will have enough space to be able to fill it with focus on God. God needs a space. That kingdom needs a space in your life. Then you'll be able to walk with God, and that walk will be strong and fruitful. Those three guys were walking with God in fire. How can fire touch them? It's not possible. The same with you when God is in your life. He cannot behold iniquity. So all of those things in 2023 and beyond must be out of your life. With those things out of your life, with God very much present, there will be no hardship. There will be no poverty. There will be no feebleness. You will have all the strength that you need. You will have all the resources that you need. You will experience abundance in a special kingdom economy. That is the economy in which you find yourself in 2023 by God's grace. Let me go to the third one, and of course the final one. And it's in that same passage. It says, give thanks. Give thanks. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8 and 11, Message version says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his doings among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Meditate and talk of all his wonderful works, and devoutly praise them. Oh, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Yearn for and seek his face, and to be in his presence continually." Thanksgiving is a lifestyle of believers. Those who trust in God and know his work, they know that God inhabits the praises of his people. God sits in a place where you praise and worship and give him thanks. That's where he will show up. That's when he will show up. And that's why believers give thanks all the time. That's why people give testimonies. That's why people talk about his praises. Because they want him to continually be present in their life. They want it to be obvious that whatever is happening is because of God and not because of any other thing. So they are fixing their attention on God. You will need to do that constantly in 2023. Because you will continually enjoy his shelter. You will continually enjoy his grace. You will continually enjoy his blessings. Give thanks at all times. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Thank God no matter what happens. That's the way God wants you, who belongs to Christ, to live. When you thank God, even when the situation is bad, you will soon realize over time that it is for a reason and that it is actually good. Let me tell you another story quickly. I think last week or but 2 weeks ago, we were going to Lagos and for a function to go and come back. We had almost reached Lagos when my wife remembered that she forgot her hairstyle. Wow. But quickly she said, thank God. Started thinking of what to do. She called one of her sisters. They quickly went, as soon as we entered Lagos, they quickly went into a shop, a dressing shop, and she came out with a better hairstyle. Hey. Brethren, don't say I am talking too much about my wife today. It's Reverend Bolaige that started it all. But if you ask him, he will say that I was the one who started it. But don't mind him. I'm copying him. So when she came out, she was radiant. Like today, Dr. Folashire says she looks like an American. Dr. Folashire herself looks like an American also, because her husband's birthday was today also. And so she's sitting. So I was very glad when I saw this new look. Much more better than perhaps what she had forgotten. But wait. So we went to this party, and I was very happy to sit beside a very beautiful woman. It didn't end there. So somebody took pictures, sent it. You know the way pictures go on Instagram now. So our sister in London, the next day, now called and said, sister, that was super. You are looking like a newborn. He said, okay, can I speak to Brother Folusho? He said, Brother Folusho, Eshegoni, Ekuitojua. I replied, I said, Eminoko Oloni. So at times when things looks like it is bad, God meant it for good. God meant it for good. When you thank God for the good, He will give you the very good. And so, in testimony, don't copy the idea of it is still loading. Thank God for the good. He will give you the very good. Thank God for the very good. He will give you the excellent. Just keep thanking God. Brethren, as I close, in 2023, pay attention to God. Focus on God. Trust God and you will survive. No matter how things may look very hard, you will succeed. Amen. You will be significant. Amen. Children, teenagers, let me say this to you. In your school, in your studies, love yourself. Don't spoil your life. Don't waste your talent. Study well and kill the exams and make good grades. Do not follow bad gangs. Listen to your parents and your teachers. You will excel. Amen. You will be promoted. Amen. Youth and parents, in your work, in your home, in your community, live a love-filled life. Walk the path of righteousness and give thanks always. That is the secret weapon of 2023. For you in 2023 and beyond, God's kingdom is your operating environment. No matter the global or Nigerian situation, you will arise and shine. Heavens will open and God's blessing shall fall on you in pleasant places. Just fix your attention on God as his kingdom come. Let us pray. Ema sheberu eku fun ayo nitori Jesu loga oko boti woki jina le ma she Brethren, ask God for strength to stay focused on God in 2023. Ask God for the ability to live a love-filled life. Ask God to help you to stay righteous. He cannot behold iniquity. You need righteousness for God's presence in your life. You are his product. You are his product. And God Almighty wants you to succeed. He wants you to succeed. Therefore, you have to stay clean in spirit, in soul, and in body, for God to be able to operate in your life. Ask for ability to continually give thanks, to recognize that you are not supposed to operate in a mediocre level, and that you are supposed to operate at a higher and successful level because you have God on your side. He is your creator, and he has created you to succeed. Ask God to help you. You need God's help in 2023.
At least there is somebody here today. Brother Jacob, please come. The storm that you are in, you prayed. Can we share the grace this morning? Say surely to somebody.